This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Karmyogi Saptah National Learning Week at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said, through Mission Karmyogi, the goal is to create human resources that would become the driving force of our country's development. He underlined that the new learnings and experiences during the National Learning Week will provide strength and help in improving working systems, which will help us achieve our goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister spoke about two AIs, one being the artificial intelligence and the other aspirational India. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of balancing both and said if we successfully utilize artificial intelligence to drive progress for aspirational India, it could lead to a transformative change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also lauded the iGOT platform and said that more than 40 lakh government employees have registered on the platform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay foundation stones for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and will address a public gathering. The Prime Minister will also lay through video conferencing the foundation stone of various projects at airports in different states. BJP today released the first list of its 66 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The list includes the names of former Chief Minister and BJP State President Babulal Marandi, who will contest from Dhanwar seat. Another former CM, Champai Soren, will be the party candidate from Saraikela Assembly constituency. Under seat-sharing formula of NDA, BJP will contest on 68 seats. The names of candidates of remaining two seats were not announced today. Meanwhile, seat-sharing formula of INDIA bloc has also been decided for upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest on 70 seats. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren said 11 seats were given to RJD and CPI-ML. Mr. Soren said seat-sharing between JMM and Congress will be decided soon. Elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will be held in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. India secures leadership positions in all 10 study groups of the International Telecommunication Union Standardization Sector at the World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly currently underway in New Delhi. The study groups cover a range of key areas including operational aspects, economic and policy issues, security and future networks, among others. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over southern parts of the country, including Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka, during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has forecast similar conditions for Andaman and Nicobar Islands for tomorrow and on Monday. Meanwhile, Odisha is bracing up for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next week, with the IMD forecasting formation of a low-pressure area on Monday over east-central Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Andaman Sea. The system is likely to move northwestwards and intensify further into a depression around Wednesday. At least 32 people were killed and 85 injured after Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip today. On the other hand, Israel's military said 60 rockets were launched from Lebanon towards Haifa and other northern Israeli cities. Earlier, a drone was launched towards Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Caesarea, northern Israel. However, the Prime Minister was not in the building and no casualties were reported. The Railway Protection Force, RPF, will participate in the Delhi Half Marathon tomorrow to raise awareness against child trafficking. The Railways Ministry said that the RPF will participate under the slogan, Our Mission, Prevent Child Trafficking on Trains, to highlight and raise awareness about child trafficking prevention efforts across the railway network. In cricket, India have set an overall target of 107 runs before New Zealand at Bengaluru in the first of the three match test series. The hosts scored 462 runs in their second innings on the fourth day of the match being played at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.